1-300-468-911. What is the grossest thing that you've ever eaten? After I saw a kid playing in the sand pit at the playground the other day, lost his Milo ice cream into the sand. The friend then picked up the ice cream and gave it back to him, and he chowed down on this sand gritty clump of ice cream.
There's nothing worse than eating sand. Like, I remember Zant's curry that she spent hours making filled with sand. We ate it anyway. Well, we didn't eat all of it. We ate as much as we possibly could before we went, nah, I'm done.
Yeah, you would have to.
That's so gross on your teeth.
It's a texture, isn't it?
Laura's in Mooloolaba. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Not too bad for a little bloke.
All right. What happened to you? What's the grossest thing you've ever eaten?
Well, my husband and I were in Hong Kong, and we went to a really posh restaurant, and we were feeling quite brave. We thought, oh, we'll try the local specialties.
Yeah.
So we ordered a sea cucumber and a shark lip.
Oh!
A shark lip? Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
So awful. They kept getting bigger and bigger in your mouth the more you kept.
Ew.
So did you have sea cucumber sandwiches?
No, we didn't get the bread.
It would be very high tea, wouldn't it?
Fancy. Oh, absolutely. Hey, Laura, thanks for your call.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
All right. Hello, Hot 91. Who's this? Okay. Yeah. Good chat.
Bugger off.
Right,
yeah.
Hey, man.
Hello, who's this?
This is Darby.
Hello, Darby. And now tell us, what's the grossest thing you've ever eaten?
Oh, yeah. I ordered one of the pies from one of the local bakeries over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I was eating it, and there's like started pulling hair out of my mouth. It was in the pie.
Oh,
it was like long black hair.
Right.
Yeah, it's like hair after hair and after hair. Yeah.
Right. So my recommendation is that you don't order the signature steak and hair pie.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
That's gross, man.
Oh, how many calories in a strand of hair do you reckon?
I don't know. Good question, though.
Kelly in Toowoomba, what is the grossest thing that you have ever eaten?
Oysters.
What is it, sorry?
Oysters.
You don't like oysters?
Yeah, I'm with you, Kel.
No, they're like great big globs of in your throat.
So, okay, I can see, I do get that. I do get, because I'm an oyster fiend. I love them. But I also get that you know, natural oysters do have a particular way about them. But do you even not like them with some Kilpatrick or wasabi sauce or anything?
No.
Kel has spoken. She doesn't want it.
Fair enough, Kel.
Kel, thanks for your call.
All right, there you go.
All right, good morning, Hot 91. Who's this?
This is Sam from Mountain Creek.
Hello, Sammy. What's the grossest thing you've ever eaten?
It wasn't me, but it was my daughter when she was 2 years old. I was watching her. She's just walking around in a nappy.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And she was looking at me with a foul look on her face. And I looked at her and I said, what's wrong, babe? And I noticed that she had something in her mouth. And what she'd done is she'd had sultanas the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And she was pulling them out of her nappy and she was re-eating them.
Not okay.
Sammy.
Her face and put it in her mouth. That's what made me stop and ask her what she was doing. Oh, I saw what she was doing.
Dear. Oh, that makes me feel so queasy.
I mean, I've heard of carrot. The sultanas.
No, they come through in one piece, mate.
Wow.
And so do blueberries, just FYI.
Okay.
Sam,
that is gross. I think you take the cake. Just
yeah, that's pretty good
thing.
There. Absolutely. All right, we'll take one more call. Hello, good morning. Who's this?
Hello, have I got through?
You have. How
you
going?
Have. Oh. And you're indicating, which is great, which means you're one of the very few people on the coast who knows how to use your indicator. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm just heading to work. It's one of my stories, sadly. Many years ago, my kids had been enjoying their Easter eggs, and so this morning I decided I'd let them have the last of the Easter eggs, so they'd had them all over a coffee table. And while they were eating them, they had left a bit, you know, of a mess. And I dropped my kids off to school and everything, and I got home and I thought, right, I'll clean up. And I thought, oh, crunchy. They've got the crunchy ones. So I ate a piece. It wasn't chocolate. Oh. My son had a little nugget fall out of his nappy.
Oh, no.
It was the worst experience.
No. Oh, my God.
Oh.
It was a shocker.
Oh, my God.
And I can say every time somebody says, this tastes like shit, I'll go, do you really need it?
That's enough.